A few days this week, I'd like as much as we could to try to focus in on the very important inyan that is very much tied into the sugya and, of course, also to the sugyas in Perek HaMegaresh. We really could spend many weeks on this, but we'll have to make do with a few days. And this is really the headquarters, in some respects, is this Tosfos right here, which really opens up the famous Machlokes, the Tosfos and the Rif, and people on either side. Relating to Shitas Rav Elazar of Eidei Mesira Karti in relation to Rav Meir's Shita of Eidei Chasima Karti. Now, Tosfos is focusing on the Lashna Gemara, the Dibar Maschel of Tosfos, the Kaimalan Halacha Rav Elazar Begitin. That means that Gemara happens to mention in the connection to why we tried so hard and we ended up with one possible way to work it out, that the Mishnah can go like Rav Elazar, based on Mizuyit Mitocho, so he also would require Chasim Lishma based on that halacha. Why do we try so hard if we had a solution of Rabbi Yehuda? Because Kaimalon halacha kevlasa begitin. So the first point Tosfos brings, because we have a sugya later on, HaMegaresh, different shitas, Rav and Shmuel disagree, whether we accept Rabbi Lazar's shita of Eidei Mesira Karti by Shar Shtaris, or do we not? Because by Shar Shtaris, maybe we should require Eidei Chasima based on the Lashna Pasuk and Yirmiyahu, V'chasum Asef V'chasum, L'man Yam D'Yomim Rabim, and so we have Machokas. And the Lashna Gemara here might lead us to say that we only pass like a Lazar Begitin, and by Shar Shtaris you can't use Eidei Mesira. So Tosfos makes clear, and he has several rais to it, that L'maisa, our Gemara is talking about Gittin, so we say Gittin. But really, Halachik Rav Elazar, Kishashtaris, we passing like Shmuel over Rav. We have the sugya in Sanhedrin by a case of a Mizui Mitocho, Shtar Matana. But meanwhile, we were discussing Rav Elazar's Shita of Eidei Mesira Karti. One other Raya Tosfos brought from the case of Shtar Parsa. And we saw from there that the Gemara is assuming that you collect certainly from Bnei Chori, even though the Eidei Chasima are non-Jewish. Again, the Mashah had his Ha'ara. We tried to answer it. But those are the three Rayas that Tosfos begins with, that we, in fact, paskin like Rav Elazar, Eidei Mesira Karti, even Bashar Shtaris. From here, Tosfos segues into a new inyan, and that's going to take us for the rest of the Tosfos. And that's mamish the issue where Tosfos and the Rif are on different sides. So we've already introduced it already earlier. So Tosfos comments, and the bridge is the word lefichach, which is right away something we should note. Lefichach, having said what we said, sarach li zaher, Sheyuhu Eidei Mesira B'Shas Nesinas HaGet De'inu Karti. We're talking about Get now. Tosfos is back to referring to Get. And he says, given what we said before, we have to make sure that there are Eidei Mesira present at the time of Nesinas HaGet, because we hold Eidei Mesira Karti. De'i Lek Hashem Eidei Mesira, without Eidei Mesira present for the Nesinas HaGet, Einam Megureshes. In other words, Tosfos wants to make clear that for Rav Elazar, Eidei Chasima would not work. In what respect do Eidei Chasima help us? Not in terms of affecting the Gerishin, as Tosfos continues, V'lo mahani Eidei Chasima, and he goes on to say in terms of the Raya, we'll see some of the Lashon inside. So the deal that right away we should think about, and we'll soon come back to answer it, not this second, Achronim already are noticing this, the Torah's Gittin, the Pnei Yeshua. How does Tosfos connect to before? The issue that Tosfos discussed until now is whether we should hold like Rav Elazar by Shar Shtaris, or by Shar Shtaris we should assume we require the Chasima. That's the issue that was discussed until now. What Tosfos is now discussing is the question of, when you have Get, could you get away with Eidei Chasima even for Rav Elazar? Namely, Shita Sarif is that when it comes to Rav Elazar's Shita, Rav Elazar and Rav Meir are arguing only in terms of whether Eidei Mesira would work without Eidei Chasima. But if you have Eidei Chasima without Eidei Mesira, Rav Elazar would also agree that it works. We'll have to know how to understand it, how a big question, how to explain it. The way that some put in Ki'ilu, a language of Af Eidei Mesira Karti, which is striking because that's not what he says, but that's one way to think about it. Rav Elazar's point is not Eidei Mesira and not Eidei Chasima, but Af Eidei Mesira Karti. And Tosfos wants us to realize it's not so. Tosfos holds that the Eidei Mesira must be there. Eidei Chasima help us with the Raya, but ultimately for the Gershon to have been accomplished, you needed Eidei Mesira. So what does that have to do with what we just said before? Until now, we're discussing a question of Shashtaris, if you can rely on Rabbi Elazar by Shashtaris. Tosfos now discussing is whether you can rely on Yechasima by Get, according to Rabbi Elazar. Seemingly the two separate issues. If you look later in the back, we'll soon be seeing the Ran and the Ramban in the back. So they discuss them separately. The issue of the Rith, and whether we can allow Dichasima according to Rabbi Elazar, that's one section in the Ran. And then after that, he gets to the question of whether we hold like Rabbi Elazar by Shashtaris. They're not connected inherently. Two separate issues. No. It sounds from Tosis that there's a connection. Unless he simply say it's not really a connection. It's really connected not to the immediate point, but it's connected to Dibur HaMaschil. The Kaimalan, Halacha Kev Elazar Begitin, okay, I want you to know, l'fikach tzarich lizoyer. I suppose if you wanted, you could just make it go back on the dip. Someone wanted to say that. Okay, maybe, maybe. So it's not really a kash. Another way, if you want to say a different direction, you could say that it's really connected to the very end of Tosis. The very last line of Tosis presents the idea that you need Eidei Mesira by a Shtar Matana. But Tosis tries to push back. Maybe a Dor Spaldin could be instead. We'll have to see that for itself. So maybe the Lefikach is not so much on what he says right after the Lefikach, it's what he's going to say a few lines later. Then, you know, these are possibilities, or we're going to have to say over what we see in the Torah's Gittin, which for that we have to wait a little bit to see the Ramban and the Ran as we go along. But hold this question. It's a very important question, what the Lefikach has to do with before. But either way, let's go back to what Tosis is saying. So, Lefikach tzarech lizoyer, this is what Tosa says, Lafuke the Rift. Tzarech lizoyer, she Yehu Eidei Mesira b'shas nesin saged, de inukarti, de ilekasham Eidei Mesira, without them, eina megureshes, afagav di Eidei Chasima. And what about Eidei Chasima? What is the role, according to Rabbi Elazar, of Eidei Chasima? They can't work without Eidei Mesira, so what do? This is the notion of Tikkun HaOlam, the Mishnah later on in Misach Degitin. But how does Tosa explain it? V'lo mahani Eidei Chasima, they only help Ella Sheim Yamusu Eidei Mesira O Yechol Amdinas Hayam. Should the Eidei Mesira die or disappear, go far away, Shetinase Eidei Dichasima, that she can remarry through Eidei Chasima. How could she remarry through Eidei Chasima? They can serve as a raya. A raya that what? That there was a garrison. But remember, the garrison had to be in the front of Eidei Mesira. So Tosfos has to add here a few words. That we can now assume that everything was done. Kedas Kedin, we saw such language already where? Do you remember? In the Rashba, who also holds like Tosfos. That everything was done. Kedas Kedin, including that was Eidei Mesira were there. Kedamin Bashaleach. This is the notion called Tikkun HaOlam. I saw Reb Nachum makes an interesting diuk just on this notion of Tikkun HaOlam. There's a lot of things to be medayik. Tosfos' Lashon is, the Lashon of the Gemara later is Zimnin, the Maisei Eidei Mesira, they might die. So that would mean, L'chora, that because it could be that the Eidei Mesira won't be around, they won't be in the world, they won't be locally available, so therefore you want to be able to have the Raya as a cushion. But suppose they're here, so okay, you can go to Eidei Mesira directly. You don't need it. But if you want to go to Eidei Chasima, you can always do that too. That's how you could normally assume. That's the Lashon HaGemara, Zimne, because it could be. The Lashon of Tosfos of Nachum is carefully medayik. Tosfos says, Lo mahani Eidei Chasima, ela she'im yamusu Eidei Mesira, o yechu shetinase. What's mashma from Tosfos? That the raya that the Eidei Chasima will be able to bring to bear here, that there was a proper gerushin in front of Eidei Mesira, that raya that will be successful is only going to be used and may only be used if and when Eidei Mesira are not around. In other words, it's a shtar kediyuk. According to this, if the Eidei Mesira are here, the faneinu, if they're not, they're alive and kicking and they're nearby, then one may not use this raya of Eidei Chasima. Then you have no choice but to have to bring the Eidei Mesira directly. It's an interesting diuk. Now, that would certainly not be the case if you hold, let's say, like the Rif, where, and I see, why should it be dependent on that? According to the Rif, Lamaisa Edi Chasima could really carry the weight of the get, right? So that works. And the raya, okay, if you have Edi Mesira, but the raya is just a raya that there was a gerish and everything was done, it was Dasa Mischayev. The raya, according to the Rif, is much less, there's much less to bring out than according to Tosis. Because after all, what does the raya have to do according to Tosis? Not just say that there was a Mesira, but that it was a Mesira, there's Tnei Edim. How do you know that it was a Tnei Edim? Maybe he gave it over to Shlomo Tnei Edim. Tosis is a big chidush. In other words, why should it be, Rabosai? If this diuk is correct, and Rav Nachum's diuk in Tosis, why would you say this? Why should it be that if I have Edim Mesira Lefaneinu, I can't resort to Edi Chasima as a raya? Because that's better, right? Not only that, because there's a lot of weight that you have to pull into this raya. You have to assume not just that there was a Das Mischayev, but there was a Mesir B'fnei Eden. How do you know? You're letting an Eishes Ish remarry based on an assumption that there was a Mesir B'fnei Eden. How do you know? Because Edi Chasima are here. So how can that tell you that there was a Mesir B'fnei Eden? Maybe the guy didn't know that you need Edi Mesir. And if you're talking about Mamanis, if you're talking about Bashar Shtaris, which we hold at Rebbe Lozer as well, so you don't have Edi Mesira, you'll use Edi Chasima, and you'll be able to be Motzi Mamon, assuming that the Shtar was given over Bifnei Edi Mesira, and how do you know? This is not my Kasha. This is a Kasha that we see in the Ramban on Tosis, that this is really a big Chiddush. This Mistam of the Hechsher Nasa is a big Chiddush. So we have to know what Tosis will answer. What exactly does this Mistam Hechsher Nasa really mean? But one thing I think we could say, that if you have Edi Mesira here, I'm not going to use this raya, which is, you know, you could start questioning it. Mr. Hechsher Nasa, how do you know? You know what? If you have Edi Mesira, then you really want to know from Edi Mesira directly. You don't want to use this subpar kind of proof that if the Edi Chasima signed, then we have to now make assumptions. Don't make assumptions. Go and be mevar what you could be mevar. So this is where we're holding right now. Tosis quotes the Gemara. We didn't actually read the Gemara. Tosis quotes it. Kedem bashalech or tzvicha el Rav Elazar. Dam edim mesira karti tekinu rabban meedi chasima. Here's the lashon Gemara. The zimnin the maisi sadi inami asmin sayam. So without this diuk that we just made in Tosis, you would learn that the umetakein that you can have this as a raya because of the fact that it could happen that the edim mesira not are going to be around. They'll die. Tosis took it more than that. Tosis took it that lomahani elasheim yomus. In other words, that only in that situation does this actually work as a raya, and we understand why, because the raya is far from simple, that we can use the Edi Mesira, the Edi Chasima, to know that there was a Mesira in front of Edim. How do you know? To say there was a Mesira per se, that's easy. I have Edim signed on the star, and I see the get the other Isha, so what can I very certainly, safely assume? That there was a Mesira. What's a little bit harder to swallow? That there was a Mesira Bifnei Edim. And Tosis is putting that into the mix also. So that may be why, if you have a Mesira, you really need a Mesira. So this is where we're holding right now. This Nekuda that Tosis is now telling us, the Loka Arif, that Tosis is now going to bring a Raya, and this is only one Raya on this issue, from the Sugid later in Daf Pei Vav. But maybe we'll do the following. Before we start seeing that next Shulav of Tosis, the Raya from Pei Vav, let's track a little bit what we just saw in the back in the Rif, and then maybe the Ramban and the Ran a little bit, who have an overlap just on these Nekudas. Good to see Rishonim inside. We're not going to see everything and only certain excerpts, but at least something. Then we'll come back to the Hemshech of Tosis, all right? The Raya Tosis brings in Pevav. Okay, so this is what we're holding right now, and we have that diuk to keep in mind of the Lefichach, right? Okay, let's start with the Rif. Okay, so the Rif is laying out his shita that Rav Elazar could also allow Edi Chasima to work. The Rif has a couple of proofs to this. It's interesting, we'll get to it. The second proof of the rif is mamish the point that we just made. What's the tikkun ha'ola? How would you know with Eidi Mesira? So tikkun ha'olam has to mean that Eidi Chasima work by themselves. That's going to be one of the rayas. But before he gets to that raya, this is more of a cheshbin that he says. So we'll go through it. This is the comment that Rav made on the Mishnah there of Gimel Gittin Sulin, when we had the question of how to interpret the third of the three cases, right? This good chazara from previous Amud. So we had case number three was, what was the third case? Yesh alav isman ve'embo ella eidach, right? And the question is, what is that? Is that with ksaf sofer ve'eid, and it's still going to be havlat kasher? Or is it dafka ksav yado ve'eid, and then each case is a rebusa, right? Ksav yado without any eidim is still going to be kasher b'di'eved. Ksav yado and eidachad is still not good l'chatchila. But ksav sofer ve'eid would be definitely a problem, right? That is shitas rav. Okay, so it's from that the rif is medayik, his chidush, his shita. That, according to Rav Elazar, eidei mesir, eidei chasima would also work without eidei mesir. How so? From here we can also derive dilo beinan eidei mesira hechadika eidei chasima. Right? If you have no eidei mesira, you don't need them if you have eidei chasima. Why? The harav hu da amar. Rav said in nisas beid echad uksav yedei sofer shavlad mamzer. Right? Because what did Rav say pshat in the Mishnah, the third case? That's avlad kasher. It's what case? Ksav yado ve'ed. Otherwise, Rav would hold ksav sofer ve'ed would be pasul. Now, think about this case. Were there eidim mesira? Were there no eidim mesira? Says the Rif. Let's make a cheshbon outside. What does Rav hold about the machokis of Meir Rav Elazar? He holds eidim mesira kart. Eidim mesira kati means you don't have to have any eidim chasim. Except mizui betocho is worse, where you have a psul. An eid achad is not a psul. It's just not good enough. So would an eid achad be any worse than no eidim? Can't be, right? So now, if Rav is holding ksav sofer ve'eid is vlad mamzer, he can't be told, but we have eidim mesira. Because otherwise it would be for sure okay. He was a gravelaza. Let's continue in the rift inside. The isal kedaitach beinan eidim mesira hecha deik eidim chasima. If you say that you need eidim mesira even though you have eidim chasima, eidim mesira are indispensable. I don't understand. Hashta hecha deleka eidim chasima klal. Vafil eid echad. If you have not even one eid, you have no eid chasima, you have zero eid chasima, machshirav, Mab would say it's okay. That shitas Rav Elazar, hecha deika eid echad. If you have ksav sofer and eid echad, the eidim mesira pasul vavli vlad mamzer. Atu, I eid echad migva gora mehecha deleka eid klal. Would eid echad be any worse than if it was nobody? So how could Rav say that ksav sofer ve'ed will be a vlad mamzer? Ela vaday midapaso rab eid echad umachshir hecha diik eid mesira afil eka eid echad. Put the two together, shaminan the high the paso eid echad hecha deleka eid mesira. The problem case is a case where he didn't have Eidim Mesira. Had Eidim Mesira, then it would be fine. And what's the problem? Because I don't have Shnei Eidim. So now, put in a new variable. We have Shnei Eidim, and you don't have Eidim Mesira. Remember, if you had Eidim Mesira, it wouldn't be a problem with Eidim Achad either. The Iika Bachasim Shnei Eidim Machshir after the Eidim Mesira. That's the right of the first right of it. Is that clear? Yeah? If you want to quibble, you go ahead, Gabriel, yeah. Okay, so again, Rav focuses on the case, the third case of Gimel Gittin Sulin, And he says, it's got to be a ksav yado ve'ed, because ksav so ve'ed would be mamish paso medaraisa vlad mamze. That problem case could not be when you had Eidim Mesira, because Rav holds Eidim Mesira karati. So you don't need any Eidim. Having one Eidim is not worse than having no Eidim. So must be the Rav is talking about where you don't have Eidim Mesira. And the problem is only because I have ksav sofer ve'ed, so I don't have two Eidim. If I had two Eidim, it'd be fine. So you see two Eidim without Eidim Mesira work for Rav Elazar. We want to make Rav Shita. Now, where the Ravid quibbles on this, if you take a sneak peek at the Ran right next to this riff, so the Ravid is masig that maybe Rav is talking, making such an okimta in the Mishnah, lefi the Shita of who? Not Rav Elazar, which is Rav's own Shita, but the Shita of Rav Meir. So then he can make this okimta. But Rav himself holds Eidim Mesira karta, you don't need any Eidim, but within Rav Meir there'd be this problem. Not that Rav holds that way. And then the Ran responds with what the Ramban says, that no, that Rav, you can't say such a thing, because the Gemara has a stira on Rav from this comment from the other Rav, that Rav says halacha kras begitin. The Gemara doesn't say, simply answer, oh, he's only saying a divitana kama, v'levo spirulei. So you see from the Gemara that Rav, what Rav is saying, pshat in the Mishnah, is also consistent with what he holds as well. And also because Rav was making comments on the din of the Mishnah, teitzei, lo teitzei, sounds like the din of the Mishnah is Rav halacha lamaisa, and Rav halacha lamaisa holds like Rav Elazar. So therefore, Rav holds that it goes together. You can hold Rav Elazar and still hold the implications of what you say pshat in the Mishnah with the case of the Mishnah. That would be Avlad Mam. It must be, therefore, that we're talking about when there's no Eidim Mesira, and you see, if it would have been Yechasim, it would have been good enough. This is Raya number one. Now comes the next point of the Rif. V'hainu diktani. Now that I established my Shita, that according to Rav Elazar, you can have Eidim Chasima with Eidim Mesira, and that would also work. V'hainu diktani. Now I understand that Mishnah in later in Misach Degitin, or earlier from Hamagarish, the Mishnah earlier in that Tikkun HaOlam. She'ein ha'edim chos ben al get amni Tikkun HaOlam. What does that mean? What's the Tikkun HaOlam of Eidim Chasima? Kolomar. The ileka beget Eidim Chasima, elanita made the mesira bilvad. If you wouldn't have Eidim Chasima, just Eidim Mesira, that what would be? You'll have problems later on, because what could happen? Zim the mice Eidim Mesira, they'll die. And what would be now? And the Baal is going to make problems, so make an error, and you have no recourse because Eidim Mesira died. So that's the Tikkun HaOlam. Now you understand Tikkun HaOlam. Hilchach tikinu she'Eidim Chos ben beget. Therefore, the Yasi Baal Ma'ar Mafkele Lagita, she can pull out the get, and Mekaimele Beit Chasima Vedachile, she'll push away the Ira Baal. Says the Rif. Now, how does that prove what I said, that Echasima work by themselves? The Isal Gedaitach. If you would say, this is what Tosis holds, Isal Gedaitach, the Lo Sagil and Beit Chasima, El Adi Ika Edemesira, that you have to have Edemesira. My Tikkun HaOlam Ika. What's the Tikkun HaOlam? What's going to be the salvation of Eidim Chasima? Afal gav de mekaimalei legita Eidim Chasima. So what are you going to do? You're going to bring kiyum hashtar Eidim Chasima. But what still don't you know? What still are you in the dark about? The Baal's ear is still going to stand. What are you still missing? How do you know it's Eidim Mesira? Lechus, let's be concerned. Demo lo is yaiv lebe Eidim Mesira. No, what was Tosa's pushback? What was Tosa's solution? Three words. Mistama, Bershanasa. The rift that can't be gar such a thing. What is it? How do you know the way they did Mesira? So what's the salvation of Tikkun HaOlam? So the Rif holds that the fact that there was a Tikkun HaOlam must mean that you don't need Eidim Mesira. You can have Eidim Chasima. That's the salvation. You don't have Eidim Mesira gone, but you can always fall back on Eidim Chasima, who worked independently. For Tosis, how could it be? What are you gaining? You don't know if there was Eidim Mesira. Elavadai, so this is the Rif finishing up. Elavadai, kohecha di'ika Eidim Chasima. Lo be'inan Eidim Mesira. Chasima would be sufficient. And then the other way too is true. V'kohecha di'ika Eidim Mesira. Lo be'in Eidim Chasima. D'b'chad minayu sagya. Either one is good. Rifkus says one thing though. He says, Elo mi'hanami b'di'evet. Inami yishtakech Eidim Mesira p'suin. D'lo amina edayin eishas ishich. El ho b'ika Eidim Chasima. Heim k'sherin raget yosef tachs yodah girush amal yinun. But chatchila is still things you should try to have Eidim Mesira. Chatchila, that's another point. Be'in Eidim Mesira ve'in ha'ika. Because Lamais, Eidim Chasima are viewed as the backup, as the security. So it sounds like, what's the Iker? What you have a choice, what should you do? You should have it in Mesira if possible. They work by themselves, and they work as Tikkun Olam backup, but you should try to have the Mesira for sure. They're the Iker, She'enim Chodim Yedim Le'olam, Kedaminan, the Avad Gita, Kaimei Yedim Mesira, because don't forget, the get could be lost, you could have Yedim Mesira, the Maise Yedim Mesira, Kaimei Yedim Chasim. That is basically the Rif Shita. For the sake of Hashulama, just read another three lines. He quotes the Shita's Hagon. This is the Mesira Mitocha point. Chazinu Hagon, the Amar V'yadin, the Haida Amar V'loza, Ksav So V'eid Havlad, Mamzer, he says, Mishum Dahavi Lo Hamilsa, Rabbi Lazam Kizoyiv Mitocha Shavlad Mamzer. So he says something incredible to Gaon, and he says, it doesn't go with what I hold. Afgav Dahai Mili de Gaon, Sasu Mili de Dan, I'm very respectful. Chazinan, Lemichtevenu, Mishum Rachas Shemaimi. So that Shita is saying that Mizuyiv Mitocha is absurd on what level? What did we just read? Mizuyiv Mitocha would be what? I get. It'll be a Bukvad Mamzer. Sounds like it'll be a Psul Daraisa. Okay, so that's a separate Indian. Okay. So this is the Shita Sarif. Let's begin to look at the Ramban, Sefer Eschus, which is always a defense of the Rif, and then the Ran. You'll see the interesting parallels, and we'll work our way back to the Leficha Chavtosis. Yeah? We'll get there. Let's start with the Ramban. Ramban is always, you know, a little bit harder to read, but it's always worth it. Okay, so let's look at, where did I give you to read from? From which part in the Ramban? Ladin, what did I give you from? Aval, okay. Rabbeinu Ephraim was a Talmud of the Rif and who argued on the Rif. So there's a lot of things in the Ramban, but okay, we'll select what we did, okay. The issue that I brought up before, how can you rely on this Mistama Behechshe Nasa? How do you know the Eidim Mesira? Rabbeinu Ephraim holds like Tosis. He was Masig on the Rif. So he holds, you always need Eidim Mesira. So look how the Ramban asks. Avo anu chozrim ladun acha taimu shor Rabbeinu Ephraim. Al mihu somech b'chazoka zu. This is his point. It's a chazakah that it was nimsar by Eidim Mesira. If I have Eidim Chasima, I know the word Eidim Mesira. What's he relying on? Shehu Omer bevadai be Eidim Mesira bo yada. I have Eidim Chasima who are authenticating the signature. I see the get in the hands of the Isha. What do I say? There was a Mesira in front of Eidim Mesira. How do I know? Shehu bevadai be Eidim bo yada. Where are you getting it from? If you're relying on the Edom that are signed there, the get was written for the man without the woman here. So you can't say the Edom made sure that it was given over in front of Edom Mesira. They're writing it, they're signing before the woman is even around here. You're relying on the Baal that he must have given over the Edom Mesira. Atu kol megarish bedina megarish. The Gemara says like that. He's going to be duke garish in a Beis Din. V'chikol amei ha'aretz yodim shalachat k'rabalosa begitin u'mosa beidim mesira shalok k'derach shar shtoris shem nisarim b'fnei b'nei b'nei l'bein atzman. How does Baal know he needs to give an eidim mesira? Other shtoris are not necessarily given for an eidim mesira. We'll get to shar shtoris later, at the end of Tosfos. So how does the Baal know? V'od. In Bav the Ira Lomar, let's say he comes with an ear and he says, "Savra Yisi Shul Kasher Ubeni Lebeina Masarti." So, would that ear not carry weight? He says, "I thought I didn't have to give any mesir." Hechi Lo Mashkechina Be. Has the Mishum Chash Lishma the Humilsa De Safri Vesadi. It's a matter of the Sofim and the Eidim Vestam Safri the Dynamic Magmiri. And yet Chash Shum Dina Sayam Mishum Chash Zu. She biyad koame aretz ubur ustamin shelo gamri lo chashinan. Something like this. In other words, zush. She biyad koame aretz. In other words, who is in charge of the lishma? People who know knowledgeable. The sofer. Who's in charge of the mesira saget? The baal. So more likely, the baal doesn't know the halachas to give for any mesira. How can you not be choshesh? That's his kash. Again, Hashlem Shemachashu Shema, Milsim de Safri Vesadi, Stam Safri Mikmagmiri, Chashashu. Mish, right? Zushu Biyat Koami, Oretz Ubur, Stam Inchi Logami, Lochashinan. And even the Baal comes is Ma'ar Itma. The Od, he says. Habeshaya Ochel Sadazu, Ochel Sadashalo, Shalavosav. You're eating, enjoying fruit of a field. Someone comes and says, ah, this field is mine. You sold it to me or gave it to me as a gift. Not selo matana. So what happens? Kaim shtar b'chosmav. You mekaim the shtar. Umotzi in sada miyado l'divi hakel. And you can take it away. He has to surrender the field. The inner tzoch lovi edim mesira l'faneinu. And the guy who's got the shtar doesn't have to prove that it was given over b'fnei edim mesira. Bafu avalazar. Why? Chazaka that must have used Eidim Mesira. What? Mishum Chazaka zu, shetomar, the Eidim Mesira bo liyado, nasa maisa v'notzi mama? Halo en ochem b'maman acha harov. A rov isn't enough to notzi mama. And what is going to be enough to notzi mama? This mistama behechshen asa, this chazaka, that mistama, that's enough to notzi mama, that's the Ramban's kash. Kosh ha-chazaka. V'koshik en acha daba ra'ua v'kolish kazeh. You hear what Ron's asking? What is this Nisam Bechshin Asa? So we have to be Mas Betosis. This whole Nisam Bechshin Asa is very difficult. The Od, Tamu Shal Rabba Zer, Kosa B'Ksav Yodo, V'Eno L'Aveidim. V'Od Tziyosu L'Faneinu. So what happens? Ksav Yodo, she brings out the get with Ksav Yodo, Tinasu L'Chatchila. Why? Tabal Masa L'Yada. And we say, Mistama, May the Yada, Tzorch Eidim Mesira, Eidim Mesira Mata L'Yada. How do you know? Look at the Ran. You'll see the Ran says Mamish Kamat the same lashon. Look in the Ran on the riff also. So he Hainu Diktani. See the first piece of Ran. Heavy Odeya. See it in the Ran. This will read a little bit easier. Rabbeinu Ephraim Talmido Cholik Olav on the riff. V'omer demedarmina b'chol duchtad Rav Elazar Saba Eidim Mesira Katan. That's another diuk. Notice. The Lashon is what? Eidim Mesira Karti. V'lo armina b'shum duchta doesn't say anywhere what? Which extra word? Doesn't it say? Af. Mashma. Did dafke Eidim Mesira come? I tikkun olam. What point? V'adet nan eidim nitna olam. Hainu time b'shum dekol hechadik eidim chasima. Mistama amrinan. That maybe she forged it. This is the kasha that we saw in the Ramban. See, it's mamish the same with Shonos. One more point that he asks in the Ramban and the Ran. Yeah.
This doesn't address all the questions that I guess the Ran and the Ramban are asking, but is it that the Eidim on the Shtar are the ones telling us that Mistama or not? Or is it more that once we see Eidim on the Shtar, we ourselves have a Chazaka?
Okay, so what you're trying to say, and this is the Gisha, to answer for Tosfos, let's bring it out a little bit for everybody, is what's really carrying the weight to know it was given Eidim Mesira? Is it just an external umdana? How can external umda be better than a rov? Rov can be motzi mama. When I see Eidi Chasima and I put two and two together and I say they're attesting that there was a gerishin, now there's a koach that lies in the document. The koach is a koach called a koach hashtar. The shtar is now what allows us to assume that everything was kadasu kedin, including that it was given over for Eidi Mesira. In other words, the Ramban sees it as like ki'ilu a riot stubbis. So how? Where do I have here enough to be able to be motzi mama to let her remarry? Who's to know? This guy's not divorcing in front of Beis Din. He might not know the halachas. So if you're trying to create a separate parallel umdina, the Ramban's kasha is meridik. How could this be enough to allow that there can be a knowledge that was in front of Edi Mesira? But somehow you have to say for Tosfos that the pshat is that the Edi Chasima on the star give the star the ability that the star is now presumed to have been done because that's the condition. Just like the other tsulim that we assumed did not occur. It was Lishma, it wasn't Mechuber, and it was given over because now it's Biyada Isha. A star Biyada Isha tells me I'm kosher. For this star Biyada Isha, they have Edi Chasima on it. That's what makes the star a star. I mean, not for Avalosa, but enough as a raya. So there's the raya Shabo is B'Torah's star that tells me that everything was done properly, meaning that Edi Mesira were present at an Asina. So it's not coming completely like on its own to be able to, for all the implications. It's derived from the star itself, even though the star is not enough to affect Gerishin, but the star is enough as a raya to be able to tell me that the Gerishin was done properly because the star itself speaks to the fact that it's kasher. That's probably the mahalach they have to respond for Tosfos. One more kasha is asked on Tosfos on Rabbeinu Ephraim, and this is what we're up to in the Ramban, and it's up to in the Ran. So this is, and that's going to take us back to the Lefichach of Tosfos. Take another look. Look, let's do both, the Ramban and the Ran. Where are we holding the Ramban? The next line. Right? In the Ramban, he says, Umestavra nami, the last couple words here in the Od Vahadar Kuf Mem Gimel. Umestavra nami. Listen to this. Mida amrinan. Halacha kiravalaza begitin. Avo bishtaris kirabana. Okay, this is the shita of Rav, right? We accept Rav Elazar, we are begitin. By shashtaris, we require edi chasim. Right? Bishtaris kirabana, meaning we're mayor. Says Ramban, Shma mina, that alone is a giveaway that edi chasim akarti bein begitin bein bishtaris. That must tell me that Rav Elazar must also hold that by Ede, that by Gitin you can have Edi Chasima. Because if they're working by Shtaris, right? So then how could it be that won't work by Gitin? Elish, in Edi Mesira, course in B'Shtaris. We're saying that by Shtaris you need to have Edi Chasima. Because of the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk says, the Chasim Sefer, and what does it say further? Mishum Bi'ina Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabin. So there you can't allow the Edi Mesira. But if you're going to say not like this, not like the Rif, El Isau Kedaitach, if you're going to tell me, Ein Edi Chasima Klum Begitin, that by Gitin you cannot have Edi Chasima work. It's got to be Edi Mesira. That's what Tosa says. Sok the Ramban, Hech Huchshiru B'Shtaris. How can it be Kosher B'Shtaris? Halo Kan V'Kan, Sefer Ksiv, V'Zu Rai Gedola V'Chazaka. Look at this in the Ran now. The same thing. Continue in the Ran. Va'od. E Isa, the kosher yesh edi chasima, anu somchin, shebe edi mesira nimsar. Actually, it's coming up. It's coming up. We'll read the whole thing. It's coming at the end of the paragraph, but we'll read it. Okay, we're getting there. It's the end of the paragraph. Okay? My hai de mefarkina beresh mechilten ki boi man hai tana de boi ksivu lishma vachasimu lishma maskin lo om rabbi lozi vachilo boi vachasimu lishma vachasimu lishma yechadika ka eidem avu yechadika eidem boi da mavab modem zim vitolcho shu pasu. So he asked the following question. If you have the Hechsher Edi Mesira, my Mesira Mitocho Ika. Why is Mesira Mitocho a problem? If Edi Chasima are not needed. So what is Mesira Mitocho really mean? So according to the Rif, what does it mean? That you might end up relying on Edi Chasima as what? Without Edi Mesira. So then I understand Mesira Mitocho. Bishlam Misagilon Leiro Ezer Edi Chasima Shapir Shekev and Shehima Korsim Be'ina Sheyachtim Mulishma. And therefore, they need lishma if they are chorus. Avum ein hachsher el mishab chazaka sheiv de mesira nimsar tosis shita kilo chasim lishma mai bezim etochu ika. What's the big deal? So Tos is going to say, yeah, we're afraid of gzeirah chasimah tuksiva. We saw that. Umas nisen gufenami mukhad. Rav Elazar sagi loy be'edi chasima. The halapod begimu get mesulin shem nisus avlad kasher ad mekul tfei. He's just mekul v'amash in nasna lo b'tnei edim kasher. But tanakama b'loy de mesira airi. The kapod galor Rav Elazar l'kula. V'lokatan Rav Elazar omer dafka v'nasna lo b'tnei edim kasher m'la pasul. Okay, so this is the Rana's other points. Rav Elazar's lashon is mashma that it can also be the mesira. Here's what we want: the oath. This is what we just saw in the Ramban. Rabbi says, see the oath. The im isa. The Rav Elazar lo machshir ela be'edim mesira. Heichet paskina kavase begitin avlo b'shtaris. If Rav Elazar needs Eidim Mesira and cannot imagine that Eichasima will work, how can we come away and say that Shtaris is different? We don't hold Eichasima by Shtaris, and then suddenly we're using Eichasima. If you're buying into Rav Elazar, then you don't give any credence to Eichasima, right? They can't, they don't have the koach. The keva, the Eichasima, psulim begitin, if they don't have the power to make the get a get by get, because you need to have Eidim Mesira to Africa, heich nachshirim b'shtaris. Now, how could the Eidim Chasima work by Shtaris, Rav Elazar say? If they're not good by get, you need a Mesira Dafka. How could you now go by Shtaris and say they do work? Bishlama Yamrina, unlike the Rif, they would have a Elazar, Nami Mahani Eidim Chasima. So now Eidim Chasima would work all the time. The only difference is, can Eidim Mesira work? The answer is, Shtaris, Uman Yamdi Yamaradim. So then, Mishum hachyamin the b'shtaris the kaimi l'raya has to be for a long time for the long haul. Ein konam edim esira el edim chasima, because edim esira are not going to last forever, and therefore you need edim chasima dafka. But edim chasima work by getting as well. Avol edim chasima psulim begitin lo yukshem b'shtaris. That's the raya that the Ramban brought as well. So Rabbi said this kasha is a tremendous kasha. No, in other words, how could you end up saying that you can use Rav Elazar, you can accept Rav Elazar begin not by Shar Shtaris, and use Eidi Chasim by Shar Shtaris. If you hold that, by definition, Rav Elazar cannot allow Eidi Chasima to work by Gittin, then how can it be good by Shar Shtaris? It sounds like Eidi Chasima work also. Difference is, Rav Elazar says Eidi Mesira can also be Karati, but not by Shar Shtaris. There you need Man Yam Diyam Rabim, you have the possibility of a long time. But to say that Eidi Chasima don't work by get and work by shashtars, that's the major kashi. With this in mind, the Torah's Gittin and Pnei Yeshua both machabed to one idea, and they want to read this into Tosis as follows. We ask, beginning of Shir, what's the kesher between the beginning of Tosis and what he goes on to with the Lefichach? The first part of Tosis talks about what issue? If we hold our Gemara's by Shar Shtaris, or only by Gittin, like the Lashna Gemara, be Gittin. Tosis proves three rayas, the halachic Rav Elazar, even by Shar Shtaris. From there, Tosis says, L'fikach tzarech lizoher, that we must always have Eidi Mesira, because Inu Karati, and the Eidi Chasima only help us to know that there were Eidi Mesira. What? Ma'idin Zelazet. Say, the Torah's Gittin and the Pnei Yeshua, Tosis understood this kasha. If you would hold that Rav Elazar is, we don't hold Rav Elazar by Shar Shtaris, only Begitin, and by Shar Shtaris you can have Eidi Chasima, then obviously what must be, the Rif must be right. According to that understanding, that Shita the Gemara, that Rav Elazar, we accept Rav Elazar Begitin only, not by Shar Shtaris. If Shar Shtaris, Eidi Chasima work, it must be they work by Begitin as well. So Tosis would not be able to go on with everything he says afterwards. You have to have Eidi Mesira. He concedes the point. But now that I told you, it's not that way. We're mice. We hold like Rav Elazar all the time. Now I'm free to say what I'm about to tell you. Now, Tosis makes the case that Eidi Mesira must be there and Eidi Chasima cannot work. It's a very interesting way to read the Tosis. This is the... Did you see the Torah's Gittin that we'll say inside it? It's clear, right? But now we saw from the Rishonim inside how they bring the Kasha. That's his Cheshbin. That's the Pshat Tosis. It's a big Chiddush to me. You know why? Because it comes out that what Tosis is now saying as a Davam, you know, as a Shita of Tosis is really going to be dependent on the Machokis and the Gemara later on. comes out that the machlokes, Rebbe Elazar, Begitin, or Shashtaris, whether we pass Kamshat, it's now going to have broader ramifications. That this famous machlokes, the Rif, Rebbe Ephraim, Tosus against the Rif, is going to be impacted by another issue. If we accept Rebbe Elazar, the Shashtaris, then Tosus is right, then we can say what Tosus says, then it comes out, Edi Chasima cannot work for Rebbe Elazar. If you hold like the Shita and the Gemara that the Lazar is only accepted the halacha by Gita and not Shashtars, then it comes out we have to assume in Rabbi Lazar that Idach Sima also work. Big Chiddush, no? Pashtus, what did the Rishonim mean to say? That this is never part of the Machokas. Machokas is whether we accept Rabbi Lazar by Shashtars or not. What, but in what Rabbi Lazar holds, there's no Machokas. Just do we accept him the halacha by Shashtars because in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Yom Ramim. But if I can show you within the Shita that we don't hold it like Rav Elazar B'Shar Shtaris, we can see that Rav Elazar's Shita is that Eichasim also work, then that's not going to change L'man D'Amar Halachik Rav Elazar B'Shar Shtaris. Rav Elazar is what he is. If he holds that Eichasim work, then that's going to be everybody. They're trying to work out the Lefikach in such a way that now it comes out that Tosis is only saying it because of what he said in the beginning, because we accept Rav Elazar B'Shar Shtaris. Now we can hold what Rabbi Lazar's whole is saying is that Edi Mesira Dafka. Okay, that's what the Achronim say. Can I tell you? This is the Mahalach. The other Pshatim Ulfichach, but this is based on the Kash that we just saw in the Ran and the Ramban. Okay, any questions so far? Yes.
Can you explain again if
Rabbi Lazar holds, if we hold that Rabbi Lazar only by get. And not by Shashtaris, it comes out. And if Rav Elazar holds that you need Eidei Mesira Dafka and you can't have Eidei Chasima, then how can you suddenly allow Eidei Chasima by Shashtaris? Eidei Chasima can't make the Shtar. So if you're going to use Eidei Chasima by Shashtaris, obviously the potential is that they could work by get as well. The only thing is you could say, but the fact Eidei Mesira work by get, by Shashtaris, Eidei Mesira won't work. But if Eidei Chasima cannot work, so why would it work by Shashtaris? You can say Xeris HaKasuv, Manyam Yeravim, what? If Rav Elazar's Shita is what it is, that you cannot use Eidei Chasima, so how can Shashtaris be different? Does it bother you? Okay, let's go back to the Lashon of the Ran. Let's see it in the Ran. Yeah, the Ran says it. The line that we just read in the Ran. The in Isa the Rav Elazar lo machshir ela be'edim esira. Only. Heichi paskin and kavasi begit navro b'shtaris. How could you now have shtaris be different and suddenly swing over to Rav Meir and say, but their Eidei Chasima work. The keva the Eidei Chasima psul and begitin. Hech nachshir and b'shtaris. If Eidei Chasima are puzzle, they can't make a get. How can it work by shtar? This Shlomo, if you say Rav Elazar, also allows Eidei Chasima to work. Then the point is, what makes shtaris different? Shtaris are meant to be l'man yamdu yamin rabim. That's how they explain it. So if they're meant to be l'raya, then you need to have something that's going to be long-lasting, in the long haul. And Eidei Mesira is only their lifespan. Right? So therefore, by shtaris, we want to be able to have something, by definition, that will work for. But if Eidei Chasima don't have what it takes to make a shtar, so how can suddenly Yoman Yom Yom is going to allow you to use Eidei Chasima? So if it's about Eidei Mesira not working, that's the point. I don't want to use Eidei Mesira cannot work because by definition you need to have a situation of Man Yom Yom Rabin. So I can't just Eidei Mesira is more limited. It doesn't have the koach of the lasting power. Therefore you have to use Eidei Chasima. But if Eidei Chasima be'etzem are chesar and they can't make a shtar, how can it work by shtar shtaris? I mean, maybe you'll say it like this, is our thinking. They're focusing on the end of the pasuk. L'man yam diyam. What did Rashi quote? What happened to the pasuk? So maybe you'll say it like this. Maybe the word is that the pasuk is machadish something. It's a chas b'chas. So the pasuk is telling us, b'shtar necher, matana, b'chas. So the pasuk is machadish. Eichasima works. So it doesn't work by Gittin, but the Torah, the pasuk is machadish. So maybe according to Rashi is what to answer. If you go like Rashi, but the Rishonim are using that. They're using the end of the pasuk. You need to have yam de yamim rabin. So it's a reason why Eidim Esira should not work. But if Eidim Chasima be'etzim don't have what it takes, how could you suddenly create a new mechanism by Shar Shtaris if there isn't the potential of Eidim Chasima to work? If Eidim Chasima have the potential to make a get, but you also have another option of Eidim Esira, then you could tell me that by Shar Shtaris, where the Pasuk calls for the idea of Yamim Rabim, so the Eidim Esira option is no longer valid. But Eidim Chasima option was always valid. So therefore, you're only left with Eidei Chasima. That's what the Rishonim is saying. But if you would hold that Eidei Mesira only, Eidei Chasima can work, how can you go over to Shar Shtaris and say, we hold not like Rav Elazar, and suddenly Eidei Chasima out of nowhere are going to work? But maybe if you go with the beginning of the Pasuk, if you go like Rashi, maybe that's the answer. That the Pasuk is Mechadish something. The Chasuv. I don't know, I didn't see this anywhere, but maybe that would be a possible way out. But then that we've lost the answer to the Torah's Gittin and Tosfos. What the Torah's Gittin was basically saying is, Tosfos acknowledges this logic, and Tosfos concedes that if you hold like that Shita, then I'm wrong. Then you have to assume the Eidei Chasima are also good enough, and therefore that's the difference. That by Shar Shtaris you can use what works by Get as well. You just can't use Eidei Mesira. But since I just got finished telling you that we hold like Rav Elazar all the time, now I'm going to tell you what I feel is really emes. That now, but Shita Rav Elazar is Eidei Chasima cannot work. And that issue itself is dependent on machlokes of later on. That's the Torah's Gittin and the Pnei Yeshua both in reading the Ofigah of Tosfos. Yeah.
I was thinking about what's pushing Tosfos is the first part is the second part. I mean, he brought all these rayas for the first part.
Right.
So is it because Tosfos brought all these rayas for the first part? That's what meaning. Is that why he holds that it's
no,
not?
No. It's not why. It's why according to this, it's why we now have the ability to say what we're about to say. Were I not to go with the Shita that Halachic Rav Elazar also the Shar Shtaris, then I could not go on and tell you what I'm about to tell you, that Tzarech Lizor, that you must have Eidim Esira.
You could have also said what the Rav said also. You can go either way.
No, I wouldn't say he has going. I would say that Tosfos felt that this is really what he has one riot to it, as we're bringing right now, but he feels that is the case. But he could only say it according to the Manda Amar that Halachic Rav Elazar Eidim Shar Shtaris. Okay, so now we get to actual Raya. Yes, Gabriel.
Why didn't you say that because of the word because of and just forget specifically because of is what's it called? Is see like how is that obviously the Gezer's because of the other way?
The Gezer's because of using is Rashi. Rashi later, again, I'm going to show what I'm bringing to you. Rashi on Pei Vav on the base. When the Gemara has the question of Locha Kravalas Bishar Shtaris. So the. So they look at Rashi. Right before the wide lines. Okay, Halacha Rav Elazar begitin. The Eidim Mesira Karti Afil Pesud Rabban Leika Avelo Bestaris Dichsiv Bahen V'Chasum B'Sefer V'Chasum B'Yirmiyahu B'Sefer Hamikna. So why not by Shar Shtaris? Rashi quotes the beginning of the pasuk. What do we see in the Sefer Schus of the Ramban? Which part of the pasuk? Laman Yam Diyom Ram. That's what the Ram is going as well. So I think could be maybe that would be helpful in this Nikuda. That if it's a pasuk of beginning, so the Torah is telling me, or the pasuk, the Navi is telling me that Chasima works. They're assuming that the difference lies in because here you have to be able to have Yom Ram. Very good, but how can you suddenly create a new mechanism that doesn't work by Get? Suddenly you're going to have it work by Shar Shtaris. It must be that it really does work by Get. The only difference is that Eidim Mesira work by Get, and Eidim Mesira don't work in the arena of Olman Yam Yom Rabin, where you have to be able to have something that can have the staying power. Eidim Mesira don't have the staying power. So they're learning with the end of the pasuk. It could be the
You said earlier that if
Rav Elazar
is just
Eidim Mesira,
then how could it just be about that? But
if Rav Elazar holds Eidim Mesira and not
Eidim Chasima, it has to be Shar Shtaris, right?
No. You could. That's what Tosfos holds. Oh, right. Then you have to be right. Then you couldn't start saying Shar Shtaris. We don't hold like him. Right.
Tosfos has an opposite. Tosfos says that since he holds Shar Shtaris, it has to dock Eidim Mesira.
Yeah, in other words, mean to say that now I'm free to say what I'm saying. If I would hold like the other mandama, then my hands are tied. Then I have no choice but to concede like the Rif is correct. If I would hold that Shar Shtaris Halacha is not Rav Elazar and Edich Hasima will work, then obviously even by get Rav Elazar will have to allow Edich Hasima too. Then I think the Rif is correct. But now that I told you that we hold like Rav Elazar with Shar Shtaris as well, now I can hold. Let's see how he puts it. Torah's Gittin. Let's see. It's a short piece. See how he writes. L'chorat tzarach l'avin hemshach divya toisvis. V'nirali da hemshach u'kach. Yeah? L'man desviru lei halacha k'rav alasa begitin v'lo b'shtaris. Al karchach tzarach lomar desviru lei k'shita sarif. How many people saw this inside? So it was pretty clear, no? Now it's clear. Yeah? Because you don't need to have Eidim Mesira, because then you have to smich him also. Now already, Tos has to put it down as a possibility, but now the possibility lends itself to be, in fact, a valid shita. There was no room for such a shita until I said what I said in the beginning of Tosis. After the Rav Elazar, Eidich Hasima Psulim begin ubishtaris. Because with Tosis, the Shapit Tzarech Lizar HaKopan begin, Baalkin Kasvut Shtaris, Mikol Malkam, Efter Lismach Velomar, the Kashim Eidich Hasima Levad Mitam, Hodash Bodin, that's at the end of the Tosis. Okay. Same Shua is the same thing. Okay, now let's get to the raya from Pei Dalet. Pei Vav, I'm a base. So now Tosfos says, V'chein mashma. Okay, so now we haven't yet brought a raya that you have to have Edi Mesira Dafka, not Edi Chasima, which is against the Rif. Now he seems to have a raya against the Rif, and here too the Ramban is going to come in to defend the Rif from this raya. So you have to learn up a Gemara here in Pei Vav. Let's go slow. V'chein mashma perek bas. So Tosis is going to quote a Gemara. We'll see first how Tosis quotes it, then we'll get more into the Gemara itself. The Gemara Pei Vav says like this. Mish talks about a case. Gav shnayim sheshochu shnei gitin. Two people send two gitin to their respective wives. Their names are identical. Their wives' names are identical. Two Yosef ben Shimon's sending a get to their wives in the hands of one single Shriach HaHulacha. So this guy has one mission to give the two gitin, two missions, I guess. Each get to each wife. Okay. Ushmosein Shavit. Vinis Arvu. So until now, you would think he would know which is which, but Umaysa, it got mixed up. And now he doesn't know which Yisrael ben Shimon's get is which. So what does he do, says the Mishnah? No sein, shneim wazu, shneim wazu. So what does he do? He gives both gitin to each wife, and then I would say Shalom Yisrael, whatever you'll say, but you go rest, okay? But each one got at least got the get that was written for them. That's the Mishnah. The Kama the Gemara, the Lo K'Rav Elazar. The Gemara makes the suggestion. The Yemir want to say is over there that this cannot follow Shitas Rav Elazar. Now Tosis is going to paraphrase the Gemara. Let's see how he does it. This cannot work for Rav Elazar. Mishum Delo Yadi. Eidei Mesira, this is how Tosfos reads it, the Eidei Mesira do not know Behei Minayim Megarsha. So there's some halacha, they'll have to know what it's about, that if the Eidei Mesira don't know, even though Lemaisa, between the two gittin, the woman received her get, but they didn't know which get was it that's actually the get from her husband. And that's a chesaron, that the Eidei Mesira don't know that, that's a chesaron in somehow, in some way in this get. In a lishma aspect of the get, the Eidim Mesira's lack of knowledge is not, therefore, it's a problem in the get. Ava or a meir nicha. For a meir, the Mishnah makes sense. You can give both gittin to both wives, and it's fine. Now, Tosfos adds something that at first glance sounds gratuitous. But Tosfos just cheshbens out for us. This that I just told you that it's good for a meir, you have to add a certain ukimta in the case. Namely, b'tzarach lomar, de mishulashin ayri. Mishulashin means that it doesn't just say Yosef ben Shimon, it says Yosef ben Shimon ben Avraham. And the grandfathers are not the same name. So this one said Yosef ben Avram, this is Yosef ben Shimon ben Yitzchak. So therefore, in the get itself, if you read the get, it is muchach, which one is being megarish with this get. Why do I have to say that it has to be mishulashim? The boiler Rav Meir she'i muchach mitocho. Because Shitas Rav Meir still requires muchach mitocho. Tosus discussed this, if you remember, where, when, on Aban Huda Atzvach, Tosus Dav Gimel. And he proved it from the Avchav Dalet. This was now reiterating, echoing that. Kedem Bishaget. Got because of the Garish Sagdola. And he quoted, if you remember, this is going back to Tosus Dav Gimel, that it's, the Gemara says that it has to go up Rav Elazar, because according to Rav Meir, you can't even the Garish, the one that you want in the Garish, because since it could, it's not Mukach which one it is, right? So the Gemara is medayik, the Katana Huda Lomatzi Megarish, Hagadol Matzi Megarish, it goes to Rav Elazar, Tosus learns up, Pshat in that Gemara in Chav Dalet, that according to Rav Meir, you can't even use it for the one it was written for, because you wouldn't know by reading the get which one it is, have the same name. So that's the cloud that Tosus already proved in that Gemara, Yidim Muchach Mitocho. So therefore, where's the Muchach Mitocho for Rav Meir? If it doesn't say Yosef ben Shimon ben someone else, the grandfathers, then it's a problem for Rav Meir. So you have to say for Rav Meir, not a problem. It's Muchach Mitocho. But meanwhile, what do we have here, according to Rav Elazar? That's a problem that the Edom Mesiva don't know which one is being used for each gerishim. And that's a problem for Rav Elazar. It says Tosis, the Iver Rav Elazar, Sagi Beidi Chasima, if the Rif were correct, and Rav Elazar would also allow Eidi Chasima to be valid for get, is Amailo Asik Rav Elazar. Why wouldn't it fit Rav Elazar? Dal Eidi Mesimi Hacha. Imagine the Mesir didn't exist here. I have a valid Gerishin, because Eidi Chasima Sagi. Once we understand that Rav Meir is good, Rav Elazar is not good. We worked out that it's Mishulashim, so it's called Muchach Mitocha. Fine. So, Rav Elazar has a problem. The Edom Mesira don't know, but you only Edom Mesira. Elamashma del Olabay Rav Elazar Edom Mesira. This is Tosis Vay. From a Gemara later that says that the Mishnah cannot work, this dinner, the Mishnah, no such thing, with such name, cannot work for Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar needs that the Edom Mesira have to know exactly what that means. Why should that be? We don't understand exactly, but Tosis is saying that. And Rav Meir is fine, and Muchach Mitocho it is. Says Tosis, if the Rif is correct, so then why can't it be for Rav Elazar? You can always fall back on Eidi Chasima. And the same word for Rav Meir, with Rav Elazar. These are the tight words of Tosis. Now, we still don't know Pshat so much in the Gemara itself, but this is the right. But before we go into this Gemara more carefully, I want to read another line of Tosis and ask you a simple question, okay? Okay, so the Tosis had his right. The Rif has a problem with this Gemara. Why can Rav Elazar also fit with the Mishnah? Because let it go the root of Eidei Chasima. Just because Eidei Mesira don't know, that's not going to be a po game, it's not a problem. If you hold Eidei Mesira, you need Eidei Mesira, then this extra condition has to be met as well, whatever the reason is. You need Eidei Mesira to know, they don't know which one is which. But according to Rav Meir, you don't need them to know. And you have Eidei Chasima, and it's Muchach Mitocho. So why can Rav Elazar just simply work it out with Rav Meir, with Eidei Chasima? This is Tosis Kash. This is Tosis Kash and the Rif. Yeah, all right.
Is
that Ma'akev, though? I don't think it's Ma'akev. They don't know which one is which. And if they know later, they know it. But it doesn't matter. But Shas right now, they don't know at the time it's being given. Yeah?
How exactly is it Muchach Mitocho at the same time? I'm not sure.
No, Muchach Mitocho means that if you read the get, from the get itself, you'd be able to see which is which. At the time of the Nesina, you don't know which was which, so you gave both. But if you look at the get itself, from the Ksiva itself, you'll be able to see which Yosef Bishop it is. If from the Ksiva you wouldn't know, it could be the other one, then Rav Meir has a problem Muchach Mitocho. Because the case has to be, that's Mishulashim. So in the Glashan Aget, it is Muchach Mitocho. If there's two women with the same name and there's no way to identify one from the other in terms of the Nusach Aget, that's called not Muchach Mitocho. So it says it is Muchach Mitocho. The case is Mishulashim, so it has the third generation. But B'shas Nesinas Aget, we don't know which get is the one that's being given from this woman's husband, the heart, but between the two of them, she got the right one. says Tosus, that, says the Gemara, is a problem for Rav Elazar. We'll see the Gemara soon. At the end of the Gemara, it's Dolche, this Ukimta. The Gemara says, Kibur Rav Elazar as well. We'll get to the Gemara. But meanwhile, Tosus frees that frame. The Gemara seems to say, it cannot fit with Rav Elazar. Because for Rav Elazar, the Mesira need to know which get it is that's divorcing him. That's a halacha for Rav Elazar, says Tosus. But if Rav Meir allows it to work with Eidei Chasima, and Rav Elazar also allows Eidei Chasima, so what could be the problem? Imagine they weren't here. You have Eidei Chasima, should work with Eidei Chasima. Okay, we don't know yet the Pshat and the Gemara well, but just push it, the tight words of Tosus we know. But I want to ask you a question. Go one more line of Tosus, and this is going to help us go back to the Gemara. Another point Tosus makes, which is supporting the Tzarech Lizaher. What's the Tzarech Lizaher of Tosfos? That you make sure that you have to have present Eidei Mesira B'Shas Nesinas HaGet. So Tosfos first says, why do you need them? Because Eidei Mesira Karti, and not who? Not Eidei Chasima. That's point one. And he had just put a riot from the Gemara on Pevah, right? Another reason that you have to make sure you have Eidei Mesira at the time of Nesinas HaGet, for another reason. This is not... This is Oda Be'ul Tam coming out with this. Tosus says, V'od, the Ragil Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, Rabbeinu Tam used to say, that Filu Rab Meir, Boy Eidim, B'Shas Nesina Saget. Even for Rab Meir, you need to have present to Eidim. Why? The Ein Davash Ab Ever Pachas Mishnai. Pause. The Yesod of Davar Davar, that you need to have Shnei Eidim Adavash of Erva. Tosus says, therefore, the Nesina Saget that's making a Megureshes requires the presence of two Eidim, a new idea. In other words, it comes out, there are really two different ideas. Why do you need Shnei Eidim? You need Eidim because of the din of Eidim Mesira, that's Rav Elazar. But there's another Machayev of Shnei Eidim, another idea. What is that? Even Rav Meir. Ein Davash HaPachas Mishnai. And that which the Rif holds, for example, that Eidei Chasima work with Eidei Mesira, it means he's not just cholek on the first point of Tosus, that Eidei Mesira doesn't have to be exclusively Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima, but obviously for some reason, this Rabbeinu Tam's point is, you don't have a need of separate Eidei Mesira mitzad davar shebe'erva. You have to know how the Rif responds to that. We are the Eidei davar shebe'erva. Good question. We are they. There's no, according to the Rif. But so says Rabbeinu Tam. But now I ask you a simple question. Everyone should be asking this question. Once Rabbeinu Tam comes on the scene and says that you have to have Eidei Mesira for another reason, so let's go back to Gemara Pevav. What did the Gemara say? You can give both gittin to both women, but that only is good according to Rav Meir, but not according to Rav Elazar. Why not according to Rav Elazar? Because the Eidei Mesira don't know Heminai Megarsha. And according to Rav Meir, why is it better? But may you also need Eidei Mesira in this case. Why? Davash Be'erva, right? No. Those Eidei Davash Be'erva don't know him and I and the guys. So how can it work? The same chesaron that we just identified for Rav Meir, for Rav Elazar, exists for Rav Meir. Now that you told Davash Be'erva, so now the Eidei Mesira have to know him and I and the guys. No. What's the difference? So Tosus made it worse for himself. Now the kasha that you used on the riff should be kasha on you as well. You tried to make it better. You need Eidei Mesira for another reason, for Meir as well. Yeah, if a Meir needs Eidei Mesira for Davash Be'erva, then those Eidei Mesira for Meir don't have the knowledge of which one Megarsh. What do you see from Tosus? That this halacha that the Eidei Mesira have to know is only makes sense within the idea of Eidei Mesira within Rav Elazar. But the Eidei Mesira that Rameh would also require, Midin Darash of Erev, that would not have this Tanai that they have to know, Heminai Megasha. What's the difference? Do you have this Kasha when you read the Tosus? You should have. Yeah? You see the Kasha? You see the Kasha?
You don't need this.
What is this coming from? What's this Halacha coming from? He said the word Lishma. So Tosus was not full disclosure in the Gemara. What's his halacha that they have to know him and I Megarsha? So use the word lishma. That the Eidei Mesira have to know lishma. That halacha of lishma, we have to see a makor in the Gemara, this is what it is. That only makes sense if you're talking about Eidei Mesira within Rav Elazar, not the quote Eidei Mesira that Ardavish of Ever Rav Meir. What's the difference? So what's the role of the Eidei Mesira for Rav Elazar? What are they functioning as? What are they doing? Karsi. What does Karsi mean? They're making the star into a star. Through them, the star is Nigmar, the star. Good. So it's relating to the Ashmuya star, right? So that halacha, the Edom Asira, who Ashmuya star, they need to know. They need to know which is which. They need to know based on the Din Lishma that you say. Whereas the Darash of the Erva Edom are not connecting to the star, the get. What are they connecting to? Not to the get, but to the what? What? I understand, but what does it relate to? What is that Nisiach is to? Not to the get, but to the gate. Not to the Sina, to the Gerishin. Gerishin is Darash of Erva. It's not about Lishma and the get. So there's no halacha they have to know. The Gerishin is a Gerishin. They have to be there for the Gerishin to be a Gerishin. Darash of Erva. That's obviously what you have to differentiate. So what is this halacha of Lishma relating to the time of the Nesina Saget that the Gemara is saying would be required for Rav Elazar and not Rav Meir? And then even if Rav Meir requires a separate Shnei Edim for Darash of Erva, that has no shaykhis to this halacha. So now for that, we have to look carefully at the sugya and Peivav. I just want to show you, I brought it out because of the next line of Tosis. Now, what is Tosis gaining with Rav Meir? To the contrary, then Rav Meir has the same issue. No. The Meir's Darash of Erva is halacha and the Gerish. The Gerish needs Edim. There's no, that din of Gerish and Edim doesn't need that they have to know which Ger is the Megarish. That's din mitzad of the Shema. But that only makes sense for Rav Elazar. So what's the sugya itself? Look at the sugya on Peivav. And look carefully at the sugya, you see what is going on. What is this halacha that they have to know for Rav Elazar, Behemini Megarish? On that Mishnah, Shnaim Seshochu Shnei Gittin, Vinis Arvu, Shavin, Vinis Arvu, no such name as the name with it. Mantana, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, that it can work if you give both to both women. The Loka Rav Elazar, the E Rav Elazar, came into Amar Ed Mesirakati, Holo Yadi, Tosus put in what? Lo Yadi, who? Lo Yadi Ed Mesirakati, Tosus put in, Beheminayo Kamigarsh. That's Rabbi Yirmiya. But we don't know where it's coming from. What this halacha? But look at the answer. Abaya Amar. No. Not you're not right, Rav Yirmiya. Afilu Tamer Rav Elazar. Ema Debay Rav Elazar. Ksiva Lishma. Rav Elazar, what does he need? Ksiva Lishma. Nesina Lishma Mi Bay. Does he need Nesina Lishma? So what Abai is deflecting, Rav Yirmiya, is you think that the Edom Sefira have to know Behemin and Megarsha, because apparently you hold with fear of Elazar, you need Nesina Lishma. He says, no, you don't need Nesina Lishma. Therefore, Rav Elazar is fine with this mission too. The Edom Sefira don't have to know Behemin and Megarsha. You don't need Nesina Lishma. Now look at Rashi. Holo Yadi, Edom Sefira, Behemin and Megarsha. Ve'enzu Nesina Lishma Mivureres. Rav Elazar, kim the chasim lishma lo bayi, akorach lishma d'chsi b'kra al v'kasa v'nasan kai. You know, what was Rav Yirmiya thinking? That according to Rav Elazar, the loch lishma is not just going on the ksiva, it's going on the sina as well. V'chasa v'la, say v'nasan b'yada. So it's a din of nesina lishma. Nesina lishma means that the Edom Mesira have to know. Says Abai, no, it's only going on v'kasa. That's the shayla in the Gemara. Coming back to Tosis, what's Tosis Raya against the Rif? If there's halacha of Nesina Lishma for Rav Elazar, okay, but if Rav Elazar holds it, you can also go the route of a mayor. So, Dal Edom Asir Meyachad, Edom Asir, not Lishma. So what? But I have Edom Chasim. That's Tosis Kasha on the Rif. Now we understand this is coming. Comes the Ramban in Sefer Aschus, right? And let's look at how he answers this raya, and we have to know what, therefore, is the Nekudas and Machlokas on this Gemara, how to read the Gemara, between Tosis, who brings in a raya on the Rif, and the Ramban, who defends the Rif. Let's look at the Ramban, the next piece from the Sefer Aschus that I gave you. I don't know if you got to it or not, but let's find it. Yeah, let's find it. Where is it in the Ramban? It's the middle of a paragraph, no? Yeah, it's a paragraph, Od Raya Ladava, but it's the middle of that paragraph. V'ra'isi mishivim aleha tshuvos shel hevel. See it? At the last sentence of the paragraph, Od Raya Ladover. So here he's going to come and defend the riff from this kash. Are we able to do it? What do you think? Yes or no? Is it too much? Too taxing? What? What? You have spinning too much already, or should we try it? What? If you're holding enough, we can try it. Good. Aaron? Blame Aaron. He said we can do it. Look at the right. Can you go over it again? It's fine. So I want to get to the next line of Tosis. The next line of Tosis is Mamish unbelievable. The last line with the Hadas Baldin and Matana. But first we have to get this down. Okay. V'ra'isi meshivan alea tshuva still have. I mean, against the riff. Mehem shehiksha. There are those. Among these questions is this question. Mizusha amarno besamuch. He's holding Perek HaMegarish. So he's talking about something in Perek HaMegarish. De'ira v'lozer. Kevan da'ama edem esira karti. Halo yadi beheminai megarsha. The ka'amri ledevreyem my kusha. According to the words of the riff, what's the problem with the Gemara? Masnisin beide chasimahi. Meaning, and eide chasimah worked for Rav Elazar as well. So, big deal that eide chasimah here don't know hein megarsha. The yavadi chasim. This is Tosis kasha that we just read, yeah? Sakta Ramban in defense of the riff. Uperusha barur. It's clear, it's not a kasha. Why? The Kasaka Daita, here's what Rima thought. Here's what we thought. The Chihechi Dirat Meir by Chasima Lishma. Just like Rameir needs Chasima Mishum, the Edi Chasima Korsin, they hold, he holds a Chasima Karati. Hachinami by Ravalaza Nesina Lishma. Why? Shemche Edi Mesira Korsin. Edi Mesira can work. Vahad the Kasa Rachmana Lolishma. When the Torah says Lolishma, Lav Avachasa, we should say, Lav Avachasa Bechud Koi. It's not just going on the Chasav on the Ksiva, the Ksiva Saget. She in Krisus Elba Eidim Mesira. You can't have Krisus without Eidim Mesira. The Krisus happens with Eidim Mesira as well. Hilkach Avachasa Benasin Koi. In other words, there's also potential of the Krisus happening with Eidim Mesira. So it has to go on that as well. Ukishem Shitzar. Now, listen to this interesting parallel. Remember, if you have Edi Chasima for Rav Elazar, what does the riff hold? You can have Edi Chasima, and it works. Do you need Ksiva Lishma in that case or not? We had this in the Ritva, but the Ramban says a Dover Pashut. If you have Edi Chasima, do you still need Ksiva Lishma, according to Rav Elazar, according to the riff? Hear the question. If you have Edi Chasima, and it's going with Edi Chasima, do you still need the Ksiva to be Lishma? So in the Ritva we saw at the end on that, but the Ramban says for sure. Why? Because since you could have Edi Mesira without Edi Chasima, so the Torah's law is going on Ksiva in all cases. Even if you're going to have Edi Chasima and working with, but you still need Ksiva Lishma. Says the Ramban, that's why we could think you would need Nesina Lishma even if you have Edi Chasima. No different than Ksiva Lishma. Kishem shen sarach ksiva lishma Rav Elazar afil kishiyesha veidi chasima shem deleka lemeimar dahai v'kasav achasimas edem b'lchud. He can't say it's only going on chasima. Sher pa'amim she'ena edem chosmim ala get. You don't always have get edem chosmim. So there kishua ksiva lishma is always part of the law lishma. Kach bayi, according to Rav Yemri that is, nesina lishma v'pnei shepa'amim she'unim sar be'edem esira u'kra lav l'tzdad in ksiv. The pasuk not in this case you need lishma on this. In this case, no. The pasuk is going on a sfer halacha. You need lishma on something. If that something is sometimes necessary, then even when it's not necessary, it still needs to have lishma. The pasuk is not l'tzdad in this case, not the other case. El kosho osa krisus ba'olam. As long as it has the potential to do krisus, tzarech lishma l'olam. Afilu yesha medi chasima, tzarech lishma b'nesina, kishem she tzarech lishma b'ksiva, delo lishma avikasa v'nasem koi. That's of Yirmiyah. Umeat shuva sheitshev abaya telamed, damrina, what did Abaya say back? Eimer d'abaya rabbalaz ksiva lishma, yes. Nesina lishma b'boi, meaning afil leka, you're wrong, you never need nesina lishma, even when there's no edi chasima, afil leka edi chasima. What did Rav Yirmiyah think? Amu Rav Yirmiyah, nesira k'ksiva. That's the beginning of the parak in our Masechta. This is what we saw already. You have your Edim Mesira. This is what we saw in the Ritva, if you remember. This part I'm just going to read it quickly, but you can go back over this, the Rifa that we saw. Fa'avra Edom Mesira, Yahavi Mesira Karati, Maskin, and Kilo Baza Hasim Lishma, Echadraka Edom Klau, Echadika Edom Boyd, and Mababam, Zimitocho, Shupasu, Vachinami, Mishas Hasim, Apostle Hashim, the Masala Beloidi Mesira, the Echasim and Nami Korsin. Either way, what did the Ramban answer? That there's no kasha in the rift. Dao in the Mesir Mehacha, Yahavi the Chasima? No. The Pasuk said, the Kasa Benasan, because sometimes you don't have Edi Chasima. Just like Edi Chasima, the Ksiva Lishma is Nazar, you have Edi Chasima. So Nesina Lishma, if you need Nesina Lishma, then you always need Nesina Lishma. So what was Tosis Kasha? So what is the, where was Tosis coming? So Tanira, there's a machlokis in how to understand this halach of Nesina Lishma. I have to explain it tomorrow, beginning of Shir. What is Nesina Lishma according to Rabbi Yehuda? For the Ramban, it's as simple as saying that if you sometimes don't have Edi Chasima, then you need Nesina Lishma, just like you always need Ksiva Lishma. Abaye says, no, there's never a halach of Nesina Lishma. What did Tosef think? Tosef thought that if you can have the Karsi through the Edi Chasima, like the Rif holds, then there should be absolutely no need for there to be a what? A Nesina Lishma. Why? What is in the Kudas and Machokis here in terms of how to understand what Nesina Lishma would have meant that for Tosis it was a Kasha in the Rif, and the Ramban is Miyash of the Kasha as we just read in the Ramban. Okay.
What?